With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of listening to beautiful and meaningful music. Week 4 of the Advent season draws us ever closer to the celebration of Christmas, and on today's program, we'll draw ever closer to the manger as well, listening to sacred choral music that points us toward that great festival. Lovely works by Victoria, Willen, Pachelbel, and others. Musicians from the Parish of St. Luke in Evanston, Illinois, will lead off as they sing Richard Webster's arrangement of the Advent hymn, Sleepers Wake. Mr. Webster directs.
Alleluia.
Richard Webster led musicians from the parish of St. Luke in Evanston, Illinois, in his own arrangement of the great chorale Sleeper's Wake. Richard Marlowe, who was for many years director of the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, also composed a good deal of music for that and other choirs. His setting of the Advent Responsory, I Look From Afar, is sung here by the choir of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston. Brady Knapp directs. Brady Knapp led the choir of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church of Houston, Texas, as they sang the Advent Responsory, as set by Richard Marlowe. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Many of the biblical and musical texts of the Advent season point toward the end of time, even as they look forward to the coming of the Messiah. Healy Willen's dramatic anthem, I Looked and Behold, takes passages from the Book of Revelation as well as the Gospels of John and Matthew, and sets them in an expansive piece. It begins with a declamatory tenor recitative, followed by an extended choral section characterized by wonderful imitative counterpoint, all leading to a lovely amen. Tenor Gene Tucker joins forces with the choir of the Washington National Cathedral in this recording, all directed by Richard W. Dirksen. Douglas Major plays the organ.
Thrust in
I Looked and Behold by Healy Willen was sung by the choir of the Washington National Cathedral. Gene Tucker was tenor soloist and Richard W. Dirksen conducted. It's hard to imagine the number of settings of the prayer Ave Maria that have been composed over the centuries. The prayer recalls the greeting that the Virgin Mary received from the angel Gabriel, and that portion of the text dates from the 11th century. The full text came into being in the 16th century, and the setting we'll hear by Tomás Luis de Victoria dates from that period. Two settings are attributed to him, one four-voice setting and the more extended eight-voice setting that we'll hear. It's conceived for two SATB choirs who often sing antiphonally, but also combined, producing a sumptuous texture. The choir of Westminster Cathedral sings, directed by Martin Baker.
Thank you.
Martin Baker led the choir of Westminster Cathedral, London, in the eight-part Ave Maria by Spanish Renaissance composer Tomás Luis de Victoria. A delightful and concise organ chorale prelude on Vom Himmel Hoch by Johann Pachelbel is written in the form of a trio with the melody in the pedal. Hugh Williams plays the great organ of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. Vom Himmel Hoch, From Heaven Above to Earth I Come, an organ chorale prelude by Johann Pachelbel, was performed by Hugh Williams at St. Paul's Cathedral, London. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The shepherds make an appearance in our next selection, a Renaissance motet by Jacobus Clemens non Papa. Pastores quidnam vidistis, shepherds what have you seen, is the motet that we'll hear. It also served as the basis for a more extended Christmas Mass, which he composed sometime later, utilizing the material from the motet as a unifying thread. Pastores quidnam vidistis is performed here by the ensemble Stile Antico.
Thank you.
Stile Antico sang the motet Pastores Quidnam Vidistis by Clemens Nunpapa. Composer and conductor Leo Nestor has provided a number of settings of plain chant in which he has incorporated 20th century harmonies and musical language to bring the ancient chants to life in new ways. In his anthem, A Child is Born, he sets a 14th century Benedictine processional with an English translation of the Latin text. The choir of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception sings, led by the composer. Robert Grogan plays the organ. Child is Born by Leo Nestor was sung by the choir of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception, led by the composer. The hymn tune Richmond sets the text Hark the Glad Sound in our next selection, which is performed by the choir of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston. The choir of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston sang the hymn, Hark the Glad Sound, led by Brady Knapp. Ann Frobeter played the organ. In our next selection, we get another glimpse of the shepherds in the beautiful and lush anthem by James Bossy, Quem Pastoris Laudavere, sometimes translated as Shepherds Tell Your Beauteous Story. The St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys sings, led by John Scott. Quem Pastoris Laudavere by New York-based composer James Bossy was sung by the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys. John Scott directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Festive music from the pen of Leo Nestor is next. We'll hear the Kyrie and Gloria from his Music for a Solemn Occasion. It's grand and glorious music, conceived for a large space such as the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, whose choir will perform. Leo Nestor conducts, and they're accompanied by organ and brass.
Thank you.
Leo Nestor led the choir of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in the Kyrie and Gloria from his own Music for a Solemn Occasion. Ethereal sounds are created by composer Jan Sandstrom, who incorporated Michael Pretorius's beloved setting of Lo, How a Rose Are Blooming in his new composition by the same name. The St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys sings under the direction of John Scott. Es ist ein Rose entsprungen, as arranged by Jan Sandstrom, was sung by the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys from New York. John Scott directed. The hymn tune Truro receives an exciting treatment at the hands of arranger Richard Webster as we listen to musicians from the parish of St. Luke in Evanston, Illinois, sing the hymn Lift Up Your Heads, Ye Mighty Gates. Richard Webster leads choir, brass, and organ. Richard Webster led musicians of the parish of St. Luke in Evanston in his own arrangement of the hymn, Lift Up Your Heads, Ye Mighty Gates. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music for the fourth Sunday of Advent. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.